Hollywood Mike's Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening. This is Roy Masters speaking. And I want to continue my subject of last night, of man's humanity to man and how to get unhooked from hang-ups and habits. The number to call is 800-866-8883. Call me Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 p.m. West Coast time. Then go figure it wherever you are towards the East Coast. So, man's inhumanity to man. Haven't you seen it everywhere you go? Of course you find little pockets of goodness and decency. Yes, but the percentage of cruelty and anger and dishonesty and broken homes, drugs, alcohol is rising. And in that rising, we are losing who we are as an individual and who we are as a nation, and you can say goodbye to both. Scientifically speaking, it's stress that is the cause, but it wouldn't be the cause if you weren't stressful. If you could learn to tolerate stress, which animals cannot, see. So animals, in a sense, live in a chain of biologic changes where they occur that allow their bodies to adapt to its environment, which we should not. We should adapt to an environment, the inner environment that made the universe. That sounds crazy to start a program with. I agree with you. So stay with me and prove me crazy. That's all I'm saying. So you've already seen that the pressure and stress for man is not only the result of natural forces, but also evil operating in the nature of people who are themselves compromised, tempted and pressured into conforming to that evil that they pass on to you unwittingly. They do not see their own wickedness. And therefore, you must be very careful about also what appears to be good. Deceitfulness, like your president, excuse me saying so. You will overreact to that because both what looks like love and what is hate, they become each other. So if you have somebody who seems to love you but is really seducing you from your innocent estate, and I'm not saying you're innocent, but more or less innocent estate, because when you're born innocent, but then you get imprinted, see? And then you inherit an identity that is very similar to your forebears. But it isn't your forebears the problem, because they were also imprinted when they were born. And there's a chain of commands there. So we tend to then, without understanding it, give ourselves to evil. Now, evil doesn't seem like evil. Drug pushers don't seem like evil to the pushover. See? And your doctor could be evil and you not see it. And you get an operation that you don't need, like I had 3 times. I've learned through suffering. Maybe you are learning through suffering, but you also have to learn to now to suffer in a different way. You have to learn to go out into the world and learn how to not overreact to anything. See, so this is the nature of my program, because if you are reacting to anything, losing your temper, falling in love, and not knowing what love is all about, yes, looking for love in all the wrong places, will get you a gotcha. I guarantee it. So what you look out for is the pleasures of love, which can be evil, from get-go, because you can see if you are not addicted yourself, if you have a clear mind, whatever that means. We're going to go talk about that. But you can see your own kids caught up in the worst kinds of drug addictions. I don't know the names of the drugs. I don't care about it. Sex can be drugs. Food can be drugs. But drugs are really more drugly. Drugly meaning ugly. Drugly. So we're going to talk about adaptation to environment. But there's an environment within us that gives you a pain, a conscience that looks like the enemy. I said that yesterday. I've got to say it again and again. And we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
So what we're going to do tonight, please, is for you to call me and intelligently inquire, such as, why am I dying from cancer? Why am I losing my memory? You know, why am I getting heart attacks? See, give me something with substance. In the last few weeks or so, people are calling about anxiety. But it's anxiety that leads, and your emotions, and things like that. We've been discussing things which should be discussed, of course. But even then, I will blame that anxiety and your various disturbances, which are similar. Your fears, your guilts, all to one thing, your inability to react to what you know is right in your heart, and instead react to the dark hearts of people around you who do not know that they have dark hearts. People tempt. And the Bible says, lead us away from temptation. And deliver us from evil. Because once you start to give it with humans as unlike animals, well, as like, because you see, I'm going to change it just a little bit, because we adapt to temptation. We adapt. So when you react, when the animal reacts, see, it has to survive by reacting strong enough to not to be eaten. Etc., etc. Animals need that stress for the strengthening of their future, the future of the species. The strongest animal lives to breed a better and better animal creature. And hence, it is adaptation to the calling of environments to rise above it. So the animal must rise above the impala, the deer from Africa, must run away from the lion faster than the lion, so that it deprive the lion of his dinner. And so maybe the lion will eat another one that doesn't deserve to live because it didn't run fast enough. So it loses and it dies. There's a very similar thing happening to us. I want to share with you. So, but this is not the same thing as animals. We do adapt to our environment, but our environment is evil. Anything in your, anyone or anything, now I mean this, if you bang your hand, if you have a hammer and you're banging in the nail and you hit your nail instead of the iron one, and you hit your finger, you say, stupid hammer. You're projecting your foolishness, your weakness, or whatever you want to call it, onto the hammer itself that can't hurt you. See? But the hammer then immediately increases your sensitivity to environment. It doesn't matter what it is. Now, if you want to make it simple, if you see a hammer and you do it often to yourself and you get angry with your hammer, every time you pass a hammer or something looks like a hammer, it will act like the hammer even though there's no hammer there. And that's one of the ways once you give in to temptation, and especially where you have tyranny and the pictures of the tyrant all over the place, it's the picture that keeps you, he acts like a living thing. Even though it isn't a living thing, it will quietly and slowly but surely, you won't even notice it's there, but it is causing you to adapt to him, to the tyrant, even though he isn't there, just a photograph everywhere. Just that. You'll adapt to it. You will yield to it. Or you'll rebel against it. But most people in that stage of loss of identity and loss of freedom will remain a slave to that system I just described for the rest of their lives and breed it on to the next generation. And the tyrant is never going to have enough stuff, can never intimidate you enough, because there's a whole band of them called, they call them, oh dear, I need to have a word for that. Government. That's it. Government. You have a big government, you have a lot of people, a lot of minions to feed. And they have to, in order to make a living and to be one of the extension of the tyrant, the tyrant's pleasure, they have to do unto the public as was done to them. All right. We have somebody on the line? I'm off mic? What happened? Hello? Hello? Huh? I can't hear what you're saying. Speak. Oh, I see. I didn't know what you're talking about, David. I'm sorry. Am I? So let me call it in the middle. All right. Well, let me know when the call comes in, because I do hope it has to do with what I'm saying. But the truth of the matter is, everything you call me about, drugs, alcohol, heart problems, cancer, you name it, overeating, it's all relative to adaptation to environment, which is called addiction. Okay? That's what it is. Addiction for the approval of the sweetmeat. Addiction for the pleasure of the sex. Addiction because with drugs per se, illegal, it rises to the occasion of your need, comes complete with a pusher, and you're the pushover, and how you love that pleasure. See? So, early in life, we all get shocked into forever. And with the first falling away from our true selves, the fault, the nature of the fault, took root and grew into a multi-layered ugliness that we find ourselves composed of. And when we first, if ever, start looking for what went wrong, it will last forever until you die, with ever-growing intensity and confusion and frustration and sickness to death. And permanent death, where the principle of human beings is not to adapt to the temptations of pressure, not to. But how does that happen? It can only happen if you are given your soul to your Creator. But now, where is the door? That is what we're going to talk about, and you need to call me about your sickness. Give me the biggest sickness you've got. Call me when you're dying. And if you have enough consciousness, I'll help to bring you back. But it won't be me. It will be something operating through me and awakening in you. But are you capable of awakening from your trance? From the thinking you are you when you have never have been you since the day you were born. You've adapted to your environment from the very first day in one form or another. You could be a bully or a coward. You could be a communist or a Zionist. I don't care what it is. Okay, we'll be right back. I just want to make an announcement. Thank you for supporting our program. We had a little problem. A small percentage of our audience who are Apple and Android device users may be seeing an untrusted certificate warning when they're visiting fhu.com or certain other secure websites. These users should contact the FHU office, 800-877-3227, and leave their email addresses and device details so we can advise them of a fix for this technical issue. Note, fhu.com is 100% secure and can be verified by Googling fhu.com web reputation. That's it. So now we're going to take our calls. Let me see. Just let me make this on the screen. Oops-a-daisy. Dave, hello, Dave. I'm just going to find out what happened to my screen.
Hello, Roy.
Yes, sir. How are you doing, Albin?
I'm doing great now. I wasn't doing too good 20 years ago when I spoke to you.
Yes.
But I got to tell you, I've done a complete turnaround, and I have hope now. And what happened, I was in despair when I first called, and I told you about a problem I had. I was, at that time, I was like 57 years old or something like that. And I couldn't read or write. I was diagnosed as dyslexic, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I talked to you about it and all, and you, of course, gave me your advice and everything, and I took it. And I got to tell you now, 20 years later, my reading and writing is so much better, okay? I have a computer now, so I don't listen to you on AM radio anymore.
Yes.
I listen to you on computer. I get the Sunday morning services and everything.
Yes, yes.
And I got to tell you, this country is really doomed unless we get the right people in the White House.
Yes, but
and
we got the wrong people.
I don't
people.
Want to make yourself
yeah,
political.
Yeah, we got the wrong people in the voters. We got half the country that likes the Democrats. Well, I call them Democrats. See? They're haters of good. And the Democrats are no longer Democrats. They're Marxists. And they produce Marxists, young Marxists, who are dissatisfied and believe that enemy America is the enemy of the world. They're programmed. And they're programmed mostly in the inner cities, where the generations have been demoralized to such a degree that they can believe and be programmed to turn on our country. And you see it happening. And they're being taught to intimidate us. And that is what I'm trying to help everybody overcome. If anybody who loves America and loves freedom, let it be known that if you get upset about anything, you will lose your freedom. And that mechanism will be used time and time again until you are nothing left of you, until you're sick and demoralized and broken in every way and divorced because you keep intimidating each other. There's a tendency to, when you're intimidated, is to do to others what was done to you because you become like them. And the tendency also is to look to that which has demoralized you as your savior, just like the addict. Not the addict, but the what do they call it, the dope pusher, rises to the occasion of the addict's need, because the addict has been tempted to become broken a person. And a broken person is represented in many things, but especially in a dope pusher way. They will play the role of Eve, and Adam will always fail, and there's no more fathers in the home, and the government gets everybody. They get the women and the children. And so, therefore, encouragement of perversity is the then makes the person who encourages, especially if he's the president and his minions, it makes the person a certain kind of person, a weak kind of person, addictive, to depend upon the environment that recreated him from his innocence, such as it was. And so every person who is intimidated and yields to pressure and goes along to get along, or for whatever reason to go along, if someone comes along to your little boy who doesn't have the strength, is broken, and a guy comes out of his car and gives them a candy bar, and the little boy thinks he's being loved, he's going to be killed. And so it's the same thing with votes. All you're worth is a vote, see? And you become addicted to the one that gives you that dope money. See, that money is also dope. And so you're addicted to the dope of money because you are a dope and don't know you're a dope, but you love the giver. So the dope pusher, which is the government, rises to the occasion of the needs and multiplies the number of people and makes them dissatisfied because you can't give them enough. Even people who make a good living they start to spend the money and want more and more and more and more. So they become addicted to their money and never be happy, and so on and so forth. So that is roughly a point that I want to make to everybody. If you are upset and you think being upset is normal, balderdash. I say that, balderdash. I'm still English in a certain way. We say that, pip, pip, all sort of thing, in balderdash. See, I can't do it anymore. But the point is, don't you tell me that emotions and being upset is normal. And expect me to believe that you're a free person. There is no such thing as a free person who is upset. The minute you do that, you've given up your life to that person or to the spirit of that person and have unknowingly taken on the identity of that person and finding yourself doing it to others as was done to you, or looking towards the person who bullied you into submission for approval for your behavior. See, looking for love from that person to fulfill you. Now, that need is a kind of love, earthy love, but it is an adaptation to evil, just like the animal is adapted to stress of its environment. I mean, if it overcomes the stress, if the impala or deer overcomes the speed of the lion, then he survives. If he doesn't, he's dead. If you adapt, but in contradistinction, if you adapt to your environment, your culture, any culture, any culture, any culture, any culture, Christian, Jewish, anything. I'm not saying you wouldn't be a Christian, and I wouldn't say that you wouldn't be, because you didn't belong to religion, you wouldn't have the same values. The whole idea is to have the values without being told, so that the values don't come from a preacher, because then you have to go to the church, or you have to go to the rabbi, to the shul every Saturday. No, sir, for me. No, should it be for you either. You need to find the truth that sets you free and is within you. Know you not that you are the image, the of the living God, and the Spirit dwells within you, the temple of the living God. And you do not need, as Jesus said, you need no one to teach you about religion. It should come naturally. It could come intuitively. But the bad guys will take it away from you as early as they can and take away the pure brain and give you the broken one, the programmed one. And you spend your whole life thinking it's you, but all you're doing is imitating or reflecting one of your family members all the way back to Paradise Lost. There's no family that's any different. All families have the same kind of misery and die from various diseases connected to reacting, causing reacting, and reacting to the reactor. See, so anyway. I think I lost my caller anyway, but the point is he said what he needed to say, and I'm glad. Okay. How many people understand me? You want to adapt to me? No, thank you. Don't adapt to me. I know how to make you adapt to me. Don't you understand that? But I care for my Creator, and I'm a human being. I'm not a cannibal like most of you are, or cannibalized, meaning you're food for the cannibals, the spiritual cannibals who live off your dying. Don't you see why you have to be made? Why we're being demoralized? Can't you see why we are being demoralized and losing our freedoms? Because we're taught some lies. And one of the lies is emotion is normal. Now, I can tell you this much. If I went to England and stood by my father's grave, I'd feel like I want to cry. That's it. I have to hide it so I don't look like a big baby. And I'm almost 88. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being upset about almost anything. I say to you, when you're upset and somebody upsets you, you will try your best to upset them so they will serve you. And you won't be a slave of them, but they will be a slave of you. Now, if you look at yourself and you upset your kids and you find that your parents upset you, you will find semblances of them in you. And you're doing to it to your children, and you may not know it. You may be impatient and think that impatience is the way you train kids. Well, you get irritated and get impatient with them, but that's, you know, you can actually see it that way. But the child doesn't see it that way. Impatience is the opposite to patience. See? It's the opposite. It's coming from a bad place. Coming from a very bad place when you're impatient. And your children are not able to handle it. They can see that you're wrong, but you can't. And they start to cry. And that will upset you. And not do what they're told. And you have to yell and be more impatient. And then the child gives in. And the child is finished for the rest of its life. There is no way back. Except you listen to me. Or to the me in you. What's in me is also in you. And you've entered the world of culture. And culture is kills. There's only one culture. Is what Adam lost. See, that's the culture of Paradise Lost. But it wasn't to be that way. See, you've got thousands and thousands of cultures and imitations. You know, just look at the different imitations, different behaviors. But they all have the love-hate thing, and they're either kindly or they're beastly in their own special way, like cannibals. Yes.
Psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be still and know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the foundation of human understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Are you struggling with a sexual problem? You need to read Roy Masters' book, Understanding Sexuality. In Roy Masters' book, he says, "The great white father of psychiatry, Sigmund Freud, came very close to basic truth, but before he had quite reached it, he veered off into the outer reaches of scientific confusion. If only he had been able to view the facts that his searching mind uncovered by the light of spiritual discernment, he might have discovered the truth about man's nature. He might have discovered, for instance, that the sex drive in man is somehow linked with and blossoms from a traumatic experience with a parent long forgotten. Of course, but nonetheless, there at the core of his being, surrounded and hidden by the concentric growth rings of subsequent traumatic experience that have binded him to the original violation of his human identity." It's Understanding Sexuality by Roy Masters. Go to FHU.com, FHU.com, or call 1-800-877-3227, or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
Like a tunnel that you follow to a tunnel of its own, down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone. Like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream, or the ripples from a pebble.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening again. I'm going to continue my diatribe. And if you want to discuss things with me, I'd really like that. But I can handle this on my own and give you a pontification and a lecture, but it's so much better if you will understand what I'm saying and then say, well, just explain to me how it affects me with my heart problem or my, you know, my emotional problem, my mental anguish, see. and or my diabetes or my...
You're listening.
Fuck in my ear. All right, but the point is, let me continue my pontification. I'm saying what I'm about to say is a prescription for chaos. Early in life, we've been all shocked into what we call sin or error. And we are imprinted with that for the rest of our lives. And we tend to listen to the program, but having lost the spirit of any kind of program, see, having lost the spirit to neutralize every kind of program that you can be programmed with. And there's two approaches to program. What looks like love, seduction. Now, you can figure in your mind what I mean by that without me going into detail. Seduction means that, well, somebody wants something for you, but they're not going to give you anything back. See, they got you. And then you get angry, so there's your anger. Or you can be intimidated with cruelty and injustice and get anger anyway. But all roads lead to the anger. And then to the seduction. Because you are easily, once you are angry, you have lost who you are, especially to the bully. But then you become very vulnerable to people who look like your friends and love you the way you are. And then you find yourself giving yourself to that. And there's another gotcha. There's no way out, my dear friends. And if you look at your diseases and your sicknesses, mental, emotional, and physical, just name them, 95% of all of that is that adaptation to evil in each other. All the way back to Paradise Lost. So you came into the world, you were innocent, unlike Adam. He became guilty by his will. But you're not made guilty when you come into the world innocent. You are coming into the world innocent. But the world, the culture into which you're born, that's everyone, with some exceptions, I get it. But mostly, 95% of you who are ill and die will die ill and never find the truth that makes you free. And not only will you lose your life and your freedom, but you lose your freedom as well. And to the degree that you lose your freedom, to that degree you have to answer to tyranny. And to that degree you have to take your frustration out on the weaker selves, other people, including your family. Because you're doing unto others what was done to you, and you cannot stop it unless you bottle it up, and that will make you sick. And so on and so forth. So early in life, and this leads to the fact that why you can be forgiven, why God waits for you. He's forgiven you before you were born. So I have to show you where to go to get that freedom. And there's hardly anybody I know on this earth. If they would please step forward to say the same thing I'm going to say. You are not guilty. The spirit is like a virus, and it multiplies itself into every human being on earth, making some bullies and some cowards and some attempting to be brave, but not being brave enough, meaning the bravery has to do with how glorious he seems doing the right thing and being brave and getting a medal. See? And there are many people who don't know how to deal with praise, and they go crazy when you give them a medal. That's true. I got a granddaughter who won't sing. She's a beautiful songstress. But because she's so beautifully, she sings so beautifully, when she gets praised, she's disturbed about it. She does not know how to accept it or come down for it. So when you are praised, you are coming down from where you should be. And the person who praises you gives you a sense of worth, which is worthless. And therefore, you've taken the identity of what looks like God. Or you can put somebody in the pedestal and they will play that game with you. But once you accept, once they put them on a pedestal, you've given them power to to love you in a way that makes them, you addicted to that love. And that person can then take advantage of you anytime they want to. So it's all about environment. It's all about temptation and our adaptation to the evil in it. There's no evil in the animal environment. There's no evil there for them. But we have a choice. But the choice is not what you think. It's choice to find the truth that sets us free from what we were, the culture we were born into, so we become part of God's culture, as it should be. All right. So, early in life, we're shocked into error. And with that first falling away from our true selves, the fault took root and grew to a multi-layered ugliness we find in ourselves composed of. And when we first, if ever, start looking for what went wrong, that is. The seeker should bear this principle in mind. A human being can be shocked, excited, angered, stimulated, distracted, entertained, emotionalized, and so on, upset, and so on. The very moment that happens, true values get disconnected. You can't worship two masters. You either respond to one, and that's the one I'm talking about, or you don't respond, which means you've already responded and given yourself to the other one, and you found the way. So when they try to upset you, they get upset trying to upset you, and you got them. That's what you have to learn to do to get out of the mess. Did you hear what I said? In order to get better and stronger and all your diseases disappear, you have to stop getting upset with yourself, upset with your doctor, upset with the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. You've got to not be upset in the insane asylum you're in. Whatever it is, you have to discover that. And you can if you do the meditation exercise. Go to my website, fhu.com, or slash, put a slash and say, and put, what is it, slash, fhu.com/donate. That's the one. And that way, thank you very much. And do this soon, because I need radio stations here, because I knew that nuclear war is coming 25 years ago, and it is. So let me know, don't want to talk about that right now. What I want to do is say to you that if you can find the inner environment, the him who made the universe, which is outside flesh and blood and stress and animals, trees, flowers, bees, you know, all the mechanics of the and the science of the world. If you can just step back, sort of disconnect from your emotional self, your monkey's brain, in which you are sequestered and lost. If you can step back from it, you're stepping towards the light, where there's no time. I tell you, I'm almost 88. I do not know time. I do not sense time. I can see my body getting old. I can hear my voice getting old. But I'm not disturbed by whatever happens to me and all the bad things that have. I'm not disturbed. It just happened, and I survive. And as I survive, I'm becoming closer to the light. And the purpose of it is to find that environment, inner environment, through which you can be reprogrammed, you know, so that you can serve what has created the universe and you in it for a purpose. See, if you can find that door, I shall share that with you. And I share it with you by telling you to go to the website, and it's no charge. You can have that free. And I don't like the words free. I don't know what else to use. But the point is, it is only 7 minutes. And if you use that 7 minutes I will show you where the truth is that will come into you and throw out what was born into you and intimidated you when you were born, because you can never get out of that. It's a hypnotic state. That is a hypnotic state that cannot be overcome by hypnosis. I'm an expert on the subject. You are in a hypnotic state and you don't know it. And you're living out somebody else's identity. What do they call it in when they do a movie? Typecast. Can you see the typecast? You're one of them. You got the whore in the bar room. You got the bully of the bar room, the drunk, the preacher, the fake preacher, the nice fake preacher, and the wicked one when he comes home, beats up his kids, etc., etc. It's typecast. You are typecast. Every single one of you. You got the same personality you can find on the movie screen. So that you die, another one's made, and comes into existence and becomes, and loses his innocence almost from the get-go of his birth. But that's not me. And that's what's scary about me, isn't it? That's what's scary of me, Mr. President. You fake. You lover of wickedness. That's what you mean. So as long as you're broken and you're crazy and you have no values and no worth, but in any way, whether you're a rich person or a person on welfare, as long as you have no values and worth, and you're not really who you really are. If that's the case, you will love that which rises to the occasion of your need and tells you how wonderful you are. See, that's simple. And if it's just money, well, it's there. If it's just drink, you don't even need a bartender. It will talk to you through the bottle. It will talk to you through the money. And if you don't have a bottle of money, you might commit suicide because you can't stand the pain of what's following you all the way to the grave. Yes.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the foundation of human understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of E-Still and No. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The B-Still and No exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
Like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever-spinning as the images unwind, like the circles that you find.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
All right, you want to live and you want to recover from your sickness? Hey, how about going to my website and no charge for everybody on earth? I want everybody on earth to find this. Not just America. I want you to be, everybody be free from tyranny. And only we can be free from tyranny is to find the truth, whatever that truth is. The truth is not an apple sitting on the table because it does. It's the truth. It is the root of who you are, which is not based in the environment of the world, which harbors evil in every way and every person to some degree. Whether you realize it or not, your kindness, which is not kindness, is exactly as the kindness that isn't kindness in somebody else. You're just an imitation of it. And then when you get praised for it, the dark side of you is encouraged to be even more kind or addicted to approval. So there's another variation of that theme. So what I'm trying to tell you, that there are basically sin, whatever it is, sin is an initial shock, initial fall from your grace. You were born in grace. You weren't born angry. You weren't born looking for love in all the wrong places. You were born innocent. And as you get a little older, the innocence, the pure innocence, which is intuitive, that makes us human, is swapped by that which makes us unhuman, but makes us the unhuman think that the unhuman is human. Because you are kind and people love you for being kind, but deep down inside, you're not happy with your own kindness. You feel like a slave. You can feel better for the moment. Anything that makes you feel better is uplifting you, but it's not taking you away from misery. It is the misery itself that is reinforcing your delusion of worth. It's that pleasure that behind the pleasure is a lie, is a reinforcement for who you are. And how much you love to pay for that with entertainers or lovers, etc., etc. But understand they're all playing the same role. Some for money, some for revenge, whatever. Some because they don't know how to overcome their anger and have to stop pushing it down, or pushing it down to not hurt for anybody. But they're dying with a nice face, and then people will say, why do nice people die when they're young? It's because they're pushing it down and putting on a nice face, and that not behind the nice face is anxiety. And anxiety is cured by pleasing and making everybody happy. I my friend, one of my sons, said, I have a veteran who doesn't have any legs and he makes lots of, he's 45 years ago and he's lost both of his legs, but he's always making jokes to make light. And he wears his legs without, you know, long pants so you can see them basically, and he makes fun. And he's always making jokes to make people happy, to make himself happy. And I love that kind of thing because the only thing he can do is to, other than commit suicide, he has to find a way to be happy. And so so he put me on the phone with him, and I found out that, he made a little joke for a second, but as he usually does. But I explained it to him, and I tried to put him through the meditation, but he was very stiff. And you feel his will and his strength, but a goodness behind that. He wants to make people, joke with people so that he can sort of laugh away his problems. See, and he has to do that. And he's good at it. But anyway, my son sent him a CD with Be Still and Know. And then he said to my son, what have you done? What has this record CD done to me? He said to my son, said, well, what's happening? He says, I'm smiling all over. See? And so we wait to hear from him now again. But you see, 45 years ago, 45 years need not happen. You don't have to languish in misery and suffering. See, I'm saying that we're coming close to the top of the hour. Do you want to call me about the things I said? Does anybody have, for instance, do you want to stop smoking? Bring your cigarettes. Bring your cigarettes to the microphone, to your phone. And let me show you in 10 minutes. Now, drinking is different because to put a bottle next to you is not. So smoking is a good example. Now, don't play any tricks on me, because I can recognize that, generally speaking. But I want to have a person say, I'm sick and tired of smoking. I'm getting cancer in my lungs. I've got to stop, but I don't know how to. It costs you nothing. Just give me a call. And if you want to buy it, well, you don't have to buy it. All you have to do is go to my website, fhu.com, and download or listen to, either way, no charge, to anybody on earth, nor it will ever be. It'll always be there for you. Within 10 or 15 minutes, smoking is easy. So you spend your money on drugs to keep you smoking? Are you crazy? What you need is the truth that sets you free from this. What is truth? Where is he? He's within you, listening to me. But so is the dark side that says, don't go near that man. He's dangerous. Yes, I'm dangerous to you who said that. Do that. Well, here we are. Again, thank you. Please understand our dilemma. I need radio. I have to pay for it. I have to pay my staff. And I'm not getting enough recently. So we have to make some adaptations. I need this foundation of human understanding wants to help the whole world of every race and color and creed to find the truth. Otherwise, you're going to have, you know, tyranny. You know, a world controlled by men, mere men. Okay. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Your checks are tax exempted, or you get benefits by supporting programs like mine. Thank you.